In Hong Kong, unfortunately, same-sex partners are not eligible for dependent visas in the same way as heterosexual legally married couples are, irrespective of whether the same-sex partnership is reflected in a civil partnership or a formal legal marriage in the jurisdiction where the marriage occurred. And in relation to same-sex partners, in Hong Kong, the only immigration status available for the trailing spouse is a prolonged visitor visa. Now, the prolonged visitor visa effectively is the same immigration status that you secure at the airport when you pass through immigration as a visitor. And at that time, the immigration department are assessing each individual visitor's bona fides in order for them to be admitted on a 90-day basis. But by making an application to Immigration Tower, the central HQ in Wan Chai, for a prolonged visitor visa for the trailing spouse, effectively the same procedures are followed as if it were a dependent visa application. And at the end of the exercise, the status which is availed to the trailing same-sex spouse is the prolonged visitor visa, which is granted for 6 months. But it means you can come and go with no questions asked at the border each time that you present yourself. And at the end of the 6 months, an application can be made for an extension for a further 6 months, and so on indefinitely, on the basis that at the time of each extension application, the sponsor is in a position to continue to sustain the sponsorship for the trailing spouse. So whilst the prolonged visitor visa doesn't afford any of the privileges that the legal dependence visa grants, such as the ability to join in a business or work or study without any further recourse to the immigration department, the prolonged visitor visa does at least afford an opportunity for same-sex partners to remain reunited in Hong Kong during the currency of the temporary residence that they anticipate they'll be experiencing. Now, the test for a prolonged visitor visa, as I say, is exactly the same as that for a legal dependence visa. The Immigration Department are looking for prior cohabitation immediately prior to making the application. They're looking for firm evidence of a loving, committed, lifelong relationship. And any evidence that serves to support that contention, not least if there is a legal marriage between the same-sex partners or a civil union between the same-sex partners. All of that really does represent very good evidence to the Immigration Department that, in fact, the relationship is a genuine one. So, unfortunately, your marriage per se is not going to avail you of a legal dependence visa because, as I say, that's unfortunately limited to heterosexual couples at this point in time. But it will serve as pretty good evidence, along with the other information they ordinarily have to submit to substantiate the loving, committed nature of your partnership, that the Immigration Department will certainly take the fact of your legal marriage into consideration. And in my experience, I suggest that you're going to get your prolonged visitor visa, and I don't imagine that you'd have too many problems in that either.